What does this say to you, IQ, about Donald Trump, that he would go to Vladimir Putin and give that warning about this impending Islamist plan on bombing there in St. Petersburg? What does that say to you about Donald Trump?
That he's a decent human being. Mm. I mean, he could have kept his mouth shut. Mm-hmm. But who were they going to kill, these people? They were going to kill Christians. Mm. Doesn't mm-hmm. matter that Donald Trump is a different sect of Christianity. They were going to murder Christians. They were going to destroy a cathedral. He had to tell them. And he did. And I admire him for this. And everybody on earth who has a two brain cells of decency should admire him for this. Mm. Why shouldn't they? He saved lives. Mm-hmm. But they're not enemies. The Russians are not enemies. If you go to Moscow, if you go to St. Petersburg, Russians emulate Americans. All Russians emulate Americans.
Let me just jump in here a second. If you're saying Russia, the Russians are not our enemies, are you talking about the Russian people or the Russian government or both?
Both of them. By the way, both of them. The Russian people aren't enemies of America. When were they ever enemies of America? Not even under Stalin. Stalin was, yes. The communists were, yes. But Putin is not an enemy of America. Putin suffers exactly the same problems. He has 30 million Muslims. And they are all trying to destroy Russia. America has maybe 4 or 5 million Muslims. And you already have problems. Can you imagine when you have 20, 30 million of them?
Well, IQ, you are correct. Let's just go just a little bit further there with this whole Russia connection. Because the president made a point by bringing it up that there was this kind of a positive interaction still in the midst of this, what I still can say is a bogus ongoing Russian collusion type of a thing, which has been raised by the president's opponents. And it's obviously there's been nothing there has come forth at this point. But at the same time, we are engaging the Russians. The Russians continue to test our airspace. I mean, we almost had an interaction with them over in Syria again. So on one hand, you're saying Russia is not an existential threat to the United States as a Soviet Union. I would not probably disagree with that. But you're not saying, are you, that Russia is not in competition to the United States? But put those statements that you made into context, if you could.
Okay. It's very simple. What has America got to do with Syria? I want to know. Syria was always in the orbit of Russia or the Soviet Union. What has it got to do with America? It's a simple question. I want an answer. Nobody
well, that's a point. I think that's a point taken that it's not. Our interest is Israel, our friends there, but you are correct. So, all right, go ahead.
Okay. The other thing is this. The reason they are testing America's airspace is because what happened of their intrusion, they took over the Crimea, and they had a problem with the Ukraine. But Ukraine, the government of the Ukraine, was created by Obama. They overthrew a legitimately elected prime minister. This is a fact. It's not fiction. They got rid of him who had to escape to Russia. The Russians are testing because they are being pushed. I'm not defending. Never in my life I would have defended the Soviet Union or the communists. Never. But this is not the same. We are pushing them. Trump is trying to bring peace between the two countries. And he can do it within 24 hours, honestly.
By
both
doing what?
Both of them are not enemies. I'm telling you. Both of them respect each other.
So, as you said earlier in the program, IQ, that when President Trump stands up and says, look, America first, this is how we're going to negotiate, this is how we're going to operate, you are also saying that he is, because he has said, I've heard, but he's also saying to every other nation of the world, don't you operate in your own interest? I want you to operate in your own interests, right?
Of course. Let me ask any American listening. Listen, I would like to ask any logical listener the following simple question. Why would the extremely clever Putin prefer to have a dangerous, patriotic American such as Trump for president when he had Hillary Clinton, who sold him 20% shares of the U.S. uranium in his pocket? So where is the collusion? There is no logic in the whole thing. Why would he prefer Trump? Why would he collude with Trump when he had Hillary Clinton? It doesn't.
Well, I think
sense.
That
that's
I think
why they can't find anything. They
I
can't
think that
find
that
anything because there is nothing.
I think that that's the key question, IQ. You know, why would he prefer Trump over Hillary? Because Putin ought to understand that, that he will not be able to make too much advancement or greater advancement into the United States with Trump as he would with Hillary. I mean, that makes a lot of sense to me, and it should make sense to the American people.
Trump, it doesn't make sense.
Right.
It's a contradiction. Hmm. But nobody asks the question on primetime television. Why? Because you have unintelligent human beings running your media.